You're listening to SBS News.
Joe Biden will take on President of the United States, Donald Trump, after formally accepting the Democratic presidential nomination. Barack Obama's former vice president hopes to take the top job in November, more than three decades after his first presidential bid. Quoting African-American civil rights activist Ella Baker, Mr. Biden offered a message of unity to the American people.
Give people light. Those are words for our time. The current president has cloaked American darkness for much too long. Too much anger, too much fear, too much division. Here and now, I give you my word. If you entrust me with the presidency, I will draw on the best of us, not the worst. I'll be an ally of the light, not the darkness.
Fighting darkness, fear, and division was the theme of Mr. Biden's speech on the fourth and final night of the Democratic National Convention. Presenting himself as a leader of unity, Mr. Biden vowed to work for all Americans, even those who don't vote for him. After nearly five decades in politics, the 77-year-old labelled the upcoming election as life-changing and a turning point in US history. At a campaign rally near Mr. Biden's birthplace of Scranton, Pennsylvania, Mr. Trump also highlighted the importance of the election.
At stake in this election is the survival of our nation. It's true, because we're dealing with crazy people on the other side. They've gone totally stone cold crazy. You know, you look at Hillary, she was a lot smarter than Joe. But I'll tell you, there was a certain sense of sanity 4 years ago. These people have gone insane, and they're radical left.
While his speech was scant on specific policy, Mr. Biden heavily criticized Mr. Trump's presidency credentials without mentioning him by name. He criticised the president's handling of the pandemic, which has sickened more than 5.5 million Americans and killed over 170,000. Mr. Biden flagged an improved health response plan, including a national mandate for mask wearing and a strategy to revive the economy. The candidate also promised to tackle foreign interference, stand up to dictators, and end systemic racism.
I'll always stand for our values of human rights and dignity, a working common purpose for a more secure, peaceful, and prosperous world. History has thrust one more urgent task on us. Will we be the generation that finally wipes out the stain of racism from our national character? I believe we're up to it.
The star-studded convention saw Mr. Biden receive endorsements from celebrities, members of Congress, and mayors. Support also came from an unlikely source, 13-year-old Braden Harrington, who bonded with Mr. Biden on the campaign trail. The boy says he asked Mr. Biden for help to overcome a stutter, something the presidential hopeful also struggled with as a child.
My family often says when the world feels better before talking about something normal, like going to the movies. We all want the world to feel better. We need the world to feel better. I'm just a regular kid, and in a short amount of time, Joe Biden made me more confident about something that's bothered me my whole life.
Former rivals for the Democratic nomination also offered their support, including Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and Andrew Yang. Presidential candidate and former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has urged Americans to vote against Mr. Trump. In a scathing critique of the president, Mr. Bloomberg aimed a question at small business owners and employees.
Would you rehire or work for someone who ran your business into the ground? And who always does what's best for him or her, even when it hurts the company, and whose reckless decisions put you in danger, and who spends more time tweeting than working? If the answer is no, why the hell would we ever rehire Donald Trump for another 4 years?
Actress Julia Louis-Dreyfus, basketball player Steph Curry, and comedian Sarah Cooper were amongst the celebrities voicing their support for Mr. Biden's campaign. Ms. Louis-Dreyfus, who hosted the convention, is backing Mr. Biden's plan for the working class and small businesses.
I am no policy expert, and I certainly don't pretend to be one, but I have a gut feeling about fairness and what's right, and that is why I am so excited that just in a little while we're going to hear from Joe Biden about his plans for America.
Outside the empty arena in Delaware, supporters beeped their horns and waved flags as Mr. Biden, his running partner Kamala Harris, and their spouses walked onto an outdoor stage at the end of the night. The celebration concluded with a fireworks display. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.